The Department of Agriculture released its first production estimate for the 2019 U.S. cotton crop. The department estimates this season's crop will produce 22 million bales of cotton. We caught up with Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, to take a closer look at the projections and explain how a crop of this size could affect the global cotton market.
The estimate is based off of 2019 planted acreage of 13.8 million bales, as projected in March, and a 9% abandonment rate, which is much lower than in 2018. Currently, almost all cotton-producing areas have adequate soil moisture. However, in the Mid-South, producers are experiencing planting delays due to flooding and excessive moisture. As of May 12, 26% of the cotton acreage had been planted, as compared to the five-year average of 32% for the U.S.
Looking closer at the regions, current planting progress in the Southeast is higher than the five-year average,
with 40% of the acreage planted in Georgia, as compared to the five-year average of 32%. In the Mid-South, planting progress is well below the five-year average. Only 17% of the acreage had been planted in Mississippi, as compared to the five-year average of 47%.
USDA is also projecting U.S. exports to reach levels we have not seen since 2007.
USDA has projected 2019 U.S. exports of 17 million bales. This results in ending stocks of 6.4 million bales for 2019, which would be the highest level since the 2007 crop year. If the U.S.-China trade dispute continues to escalate, it may be difficult to export 17 million bales without increased exports to China. Lower exports, higher U.S. planted acreage, or lower abandonment could lead to even higher ending stocks for 2019. World production is estimated to increase to 125 million bales in 2019, which is 7 million bales higher than in 2018, largely due to increases in the U.S. and India. Consumption is projected to increase to 126 million bales, while world trade is expected to increase by over 3 million bales, mostly due to an increase in China's imports. A larger world crop, along with the ongoing U.S.-China trade disruptions, could put additional pressure on prices for the 2019 crop year.